Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio are Angela McGraw and Patrick Williams from Sitka Community Hospital. Angela's the Community Relations Coordinator, Patrick Williams, the Program Coordinator. And Angela, there's a lot of community relations going to be happening
there are.
In the near future.
There are.
And before we even start talking, I'm just going to mention that I have been canning applesauce, and we'll talk about why that's important in just a minute, because it is. It actually relates to this conversation.
I love it.
Yeah. So what's happening? A big event is coming.
Well, we are from Sitka Community Hospital, but today we're representing the Sitka Health Summit. We're coalition members, and our other coalition members for the Sitka Health Summit are Doug Osborne and Clara Gray from Search, Ellen Daly from Public Health, and we now have an executive director, Melissa Marconi-Wenzel. We're thrilled to have her on board.
All right. Yeah, we had to kick her out of the air room here.
I know. Thanks for coming in. So we're here to talk about Planning Day, and it's a big, big event. It's October 3rd. It's 8:30 to 4:30 at Harrigan Centennial Hall, and this is a day that we have, and I love this, 8 hours of citizen collaboration for Sitka's health-related needs and goals.
Yeah, that's an important point right there, is that it's not just a bunch of people sort of taking a break from Search and Sitka Community Hospital and the clinics to come around and think about what we ought to be doing to be healthier in Sitka. This is very much sort of people-driven, right?
It's very people-driven. I love that aspect of it. We want to have 65 people come, and it's from every aspect of the community, nonprofit, business, and the health facilities. But right now we have 38 people signed up to registered, and I think it's an easy process. Go to our website. We want 65, so we're encouraging people to send representatives, because that's the important part of this. It's citizen-related. It's citizen-driven, and we just facilitate it.
Okay, and what's the website address?
It's www.sitkahealthsummitak.org, and it's super easy. I was on there the other day just making sure when I tell people. It's right there on the front page. Melissa has done a great job with the website, so go on there and register, and it is a full day. It's a Friday, but we also have a healthy, locally sourced lunch, and I know we'll get into more of what the day has, so go ahead.
Okay. So I will post the link to that website with this interview later this morning. But Patrick, how long has this been going on?
Well, this is the eighth year for the summit, and it just keeps getting better and better. We started out with, you know, a lot of initiatives and not very much seed money, and you know, this year we're providing $2,000 seed money, so initiatives can go a long way. They can grow. It's just a great thing to be a part of. It's so much fun. It's not like, you know, you show up and have to sit there and think the whole day. It's a lot of fun. Do a lot of collaborative work, and it's a good networking opportunity. So I encourage everybody to show up.
All right. I want to talk about this word initiative. I mean, it's a bit of a buzzword, but in Sitka and with the Community Health Summit, it really means something, because a lot of what's happening in this town started as one of these so-called initiatives.
And people might not realize that.
Yeah. Yeah. What has been done in the past?
So something neat I always look at, and I always use this for an example. If you drive down Lincoln Street and you're downtown, and you see all the new look downtown. We had a downtown revitalization group that started in 2012. This was before I got here, and I've seen before and after pictures, and that was an initiative to kind of, you know, make downtown look better, and, you know, just provide a better place for economic growth. And, you know, I always use that for an example, because I walk downtown now and it's just a great place to be. And, you know, I've seen pictures from a while back, and it, you know, it didn't look nearly as good.
And it's not necessarily over. Revitalize Sitka is an ongoing concern.
Yeah, look at the banners we have up. I know they've done a great job, you know, moving some stuff around, putting flowers and plants around. It's just a great initiative.
And the fish bike racks, those are part of that initiative. And you're right, it just continues to grow, and people who really care about our downtown, and it's a social health.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's one aspect, one initiative, but there's lots more. Speaking of fish, right? Fish to schools. Which has sort of become a weekly institution now.
Yeah. And the Choose Respect mural that's up at Blatchley Middle School.
Right. All these things started with the Community Health Summit. Food security.
Yes, that was last year.
That was last year, but where did the apples come from?
There's actually a fruit tree initiative in 2010. Somebody brought it up, and you know, they said we didn't have enough fruit trees around, and this was way before my time, but you know, I could just imagine them talking about it. And you see all these fruit trees around town now, and there's apples. You said you were canning apples yesterday. That's pretty amazing. Just
so
think
which tree did you get your apples from?
Here off the Raven Radio tree.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
We have one at Sitka Community as well, right in the front.
Yeah. And are you fighting over who gets the apples?
They were gone. I went to go get some, and they were already gone.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Here we had kind of a sort of strict seniority basis.
Did you?
Yes.
I'm wondering how you worked that out.
Yeah, just, you know, whoever.
So you were up there?
I was up there,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just think of these little ideas get transformed in this amazing process. 200 fruit trees were planted.
I think 50 ended up being planted, but the goal was 200.
Right.
But 50 even is quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, and this year they are bearing fruit in a big way.
Yeah, definitely.
And also Bike Friendly Sitka, that got started as one of the original initiatives back in like...
Mm-hmm. 2007.
Wow.
That was a original initiative, and look, we're a bike-friendly community now, so it definitely worked.
And yeah, walk friendly,
makes us safer,
well.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And and there are activities and events, not to mention just a lot of people biking that all resulted from that initiative. I wanted to take a minute and talk a little bit about the process, Angela, mm-hmm. because you're hoping to get 65 people in a room.
Yep.
And you know, then what? Because probably everybody's going to have two or three ideas. You're going to have like literally 200 ideas floating around. How do you whittle it down to the few things you want to pursue?
The morning of planning day is really fun. It's my first year as a coalition member. I've always participated. Usually I take photos and kind of come and go, but we were working on our planning of planning day the other day, and it's going to be a really fun morning. Part of it is we want it to be fun work, and we're going to start off with some icebreakers, and we get into groups, and we do some idea generating just to get us warmed up. And then we start really digging in, and there are several hundred ideas. We put them all up, and then we have people vote on them. And I really think of this process as organic. I love watching people work through this and getting passionate about these ideas, and we get them down to two initiatives that people really support. By the end of the morning, and then we have our lunch, and then the afternoon is all kickoff. How can we make these initiatives successful?
You make it sound so easy.
It's not easy. You know, Doug Osborne does an amazing job facilitating, and we're all there to help and support, but he really drives that, and I really admire him for how he can get that down to those two ideas. And people, I mean, there's no fighting. There's no, you know, it's just really, like I said, organic.
And it originates there in the room. It's not like anybody is bringing, like there's been any sort of discussion among sort of the brains behind.
Not us.
No, no. We don't stage anything. It's all natural. Like she
or
said,
it
it's organic.
Work.
Right.
Yeah, it's got to work this way because people are passionate about their ideas.
Yeah, and they're the ones that are going to do the work or the people who support that idea, because I did end up being part of the downtown revitalization. It worked for me. But watching the other people, I kind of got roped into it. And then I saw how amazing it was and how people totally supported it.
And I want to say another big concept behind this is achievability or whatever the term is. Mm-hmm. It's got to be something that is attainable.
Yes.
That's part of that. That's part of the process that helps you sort of narrow it down.
Yes.
Is what can we achieve with the resources and the energy we have.
But right? The good thing about the Health Summit is, you know, a lot of our initiatives are just now kicking off. The Community Playground is an initiative that was pushed, I think it was in 2011, they brought it up, and it's not really getting started until now. So sometimes it takes a while to get the ball rolling, and you know, things that happened 3 or 4 years ago are still working today. So mm-hmm. It's just a long process.
Yeah, and the success rate is really kind of staggering.
It is.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And there are some initiatives that happen in the year. And then, like you said, there are some that are just ongoing. And a lot of them generate more discussion, like the meth group that we also had last year, just generates discussion and highlights a problem that we have and how we can start tackling it. And I bet it will be ongoing as well.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's probably a subject of another conversation, but I wonder if Sitka is kind of just pioneering success in this, if people are kind of looking at this process and wondering, you know, how exactly do they do it? Mm-hmm. And it sounds like the secret is just kind of showing up and giving it a try.
Come check it out.
Yeah, the big thing is, even if you don't have a specific idea, everybody gets a vote. So you can show up and listen and then vote on what you think's the best. So it's just an amazing process. We're the only place in the nation that does this. So we're shaping the ground for a new movement, and I think it's going to happen all across the nation pretty soon. People are going to see Sitka as you know, the prime example.
Yeah, grassroots collaboration sounds like it's a lot of fun, and you want people to register online.
Yeah.
And again, that website, Angela, is
SitkaHealthSummitAK.org.
Okay, and it'll be posted with this link, with this interview.
And we also have a phone number. Contact 738-0462 for any questions and concerns, and that's Melissa, our executive director's number.
Can we say a quick thank to our sponsors?
Sure.
Do we have time? Our major sponsors are Search, Sitka Community Hospital, Public Health, the City of Sitka. Thank you very much for your support. UAS, Southeast Radiation Oncology Center, and Sitka Charitable Trust.
And also, just a quick word out, we're very thankful that we're able to be a part of this as Sitka Community Hospital reps, and just looking out for the best in the community.
All right. Sitka Health Summit Planning Day coming up October 3rd. You can register online. You've probably never had as much fun making something happening
in
your
town.
We're pretty cool.
Enthusiastic.
Thank you, Angela McGraw, and thank you, Patrick Williams, for coming in today.
Thank you.